Today, we're going to be discussing why reselling is here to stay and why it's going to be a bigger part of the average person's life by comparing it to the past. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Reseller Niche Podcast, a show for e-commerce buyers and sellers where we investigate unique items being bought and sold and show you how research equals knowledge equals profit.
My name is Mo, and this is the Reseller Niche Podcast. I was checking my email this morning, and I read an article that was comparing the year 2000 with the year 2020 and the average cost of living. So this got me thinking. What was e-commerce like in the year 2000, in the year 2010? And compare that to today, and what would it be like possibly in the year 2030, 2040? Also, how much of a part of the average person's life has reselling played a part throughout the years, going back to, you know, the year 2000, moving forward to today and into the future? So I'm old enough to remember the year 2000, and I was selling on eBay in the year 2000. But back then, for me, it was a little bit different from what I do now. Back then, I was selling part-time, similar to now, but I was only selling concert tickets and sporting event tickets. And for me, it was a way for me to actually afford those tickets. So I'd buy 10 or 20 tickets for some event. I'd keep two or four, whatever it was, sell the rest. I'd be able to pay for those tickets, pocket the rest of the money, and use that for whatever. It was just gravy. Fast forward to 2020, I don't sell any kind of tickets, but I sell pretty much everything else. And the money helps, you know, put food on the table. So personally, it's a big change from the way I used reselling before compared to how I use it now. So I wanted to see if I could find much of a change in the platforms like eBay and Amazon for the average person now. Not necessarily just sellers, but also buyers. Has there been a change? How has eBay changed in the last, you know, 20 years? And what might it look like in the future? So I'm hoping that these numbers are accurate. I looked up some stats, mainly from just Googling, Wikipedia, a few other sites. I'll try and list them below in the show notes so you can see what I'm talking about. First thing I looked at, it was kind of spurred on by that article I read this morning, was the average income in the year 2000. And I'm talking about the U.S. Because I'm here in the U.S. And in the year 2000, the median household income in the U.S. was $42,000. Compared to 2010, it goes up to $49,000. And right now in 2020, it's $61,937. And of those dollars, if we were to compare a dollar back in 2000 compared to a dollar now, well, $1 in the year 2000 is worth about $1.51 in 2020. And $1 in 2010 is worth about $1.19 in 2020. So that means that even though the median average income is increasing, each dollar is worth less and less to us each year. Dollars buying power is less than what it was 10 or 20 years ago, meaning that what you earn doesn't stretch as far as what it could or what it did before. So from this, we can see why people are looking to find additional ways of making income, side hustles, reselling, whatever you want to call it, you know, just to make that extra money, just to get back to where they were, you know, 10, 20 years ago. Now let's compare eBay during that time frame. According to Google, eBay had, 12 million registered users and a cyber inventory of more than 4.5 million items on any given day. So that's the year 2000. Fast forward to today, eBay has 182 million users and 1.3 billion listings at any given time. Now, these numbers are, you know, they're as of, I don't know if this is a year ago or 6 months ago, so they obviously might not be exact. And the eBay app apparently is about used by about 35% of U.S. Mobile users. So according to BigCommerce, 20 years ago, 40 million people using the internet only. And online sales were about $2.4 billion. If you go forward to 2017, internet usage is up to 287 million people, and the internet sales are over about $450 billion. So that's what, 2.5 years ago. And that's about an 18,000% increase in both internet usage and online sales. So I just thought that was an interesting comparison. And I got a few other numbers here, and I'm not going to bore you, I hope. So Amazon right now, so these numbers I'm not quite sure of because these are supposedly number of sellers on platforms. So right now, there's about 2.5 million Amazon sellers active, give or take, and about 25 million worldwide eBay sellers. And I think about 7 million are in the US. So as of June 2020, just to compare the two, Amazon and eBay, you've got eBay with about $10 billion worth of revenue and Amazon with about $321 billion in revenue. And I believe this is year over year. So with all of that said, like I said actually before, it takes more to stretch a dollar to get what you need out of it. And people are actually spending a lot more to get, unfortunately, less, but they're doing it online. So that's the strange thing. People are making more technically, spending more online. So what does this say for e-commerce? So obviously, in the next, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years, I think you're going to see an extreme change in the way people view e-commerce, especially with things like the job market being all over the place, education rates going through the roof, and places like eBay and Amazon right now only account for about 5% of total retail, which is nothing. And I'm comparing that with everything, you know, your Walmarts, your Targets, your everyday walk-in-the-door stores. So money is tight, sales are going through the roof. And our little eBay, Amazon, Poshmark, Mercari, you know, Facebook Marketplace community is pretty small. I mean, if you say reselling to most people, they kind of look at you and say, what? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I've used Amazon before. I've used eBay before. Most people still don't get it. I see the majority of people, probably in your own families, your amongst your own friends. I don't know if you ever had a conversation about selling on eBay and Amazon with a non-reseller. It goes totally different than if you talk to somebody that has sold something on eBay and Amazon and does it a lot, not just like a one-off thing, but does this at least part-time. So, you know, over the past few years, you can see this small group of this reselling community growing, which is great. And it's going to continue to grow, I think, only because more and more people are going to figure out that, hey, you know, like back when, you know, baby boomers families, you needed two parents to go out and work when before it was one. This is going to be the new, I mean, not the new, it's been 20 years. This is going to be a new thing, where it's going to be standard for people to have an eBay and Amazon site going forward just to make extra money. I can see e-commerce kind of growing into something that people are actually going to use as a greater part of their portfolio. You know, generally now people, when you talk about, you know, your personal portfolio, you have your job, then maybe you have your 401k, you know, then you'll say, oh, you know, do you play the stock market? Do you have real estate? Do you have bonds? You know, all this kind of stuff. So I think an e-commerce site is going to be another part of that. And to include with that, I'm probably going to say, you know, like having a social media presence even too, you know, a YouTube channel. Do you have a, you know, anything, any of these things that are revenue generating online. So eBay and Amazon stores, I think, are going to be kind of like an investment. Like, you know, oh, I got in early on Amazon back 10, 15 years ago. Now it's worth X amount. People are going to treat them kind of like that. I know it's different than a stock. You know, it's a kind of an ongoing growth thing that grows and you have to add to. But in the sense that it's going to be supplemental income to a job. And I think actually moving forward from that, I'd say in the next 10 years or so, maybe even less than that, it's going to be treated as a regular profession. Even since I was in college, the degrees for entrepreneurism, well, actually, they didn't really have degrees for that when I was there. But you see more and more of them now. And they're changing. If you look at the titles, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't have whole degrees based on online sales or, you know, e-commerce sales or, you know, creating your own e-commerce website, like whole. And I'm sure they already do have them, but I don't think they're standard. It's not like widely viewed like you would view getting a doctor's, you know, being a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, like any other quote unquote standard professions. So I'm thinking by 2030, this will be a normal profession, selling online. And eBay and Amazon, they're going to be kind of like the IBMs compared to Apple. You know, they're going to be like the older school people. They're, you know, all the Mercaris, the Poshmarks, the, you know, the Depops, all of these sites that are relatively new. There's going to be more, and they're going to be like competing for all this market share, which is going to increase. So it's not going to be like that's a side hustle anymore. It's going to be like that's a regular profession. And I think that's going to be the shift in the next 10 years, maybe even 20 years. It's going to take less time, I think. Anyways, so long story short, I think in the future, when you tell someone that you sell on eBay, they're not going to give you that glazed over look and ask you if you need money or something like that. Oh, do you need help finding a job? I know a guy who has an opening, blah, blah, blah. You know, you've had that conversation. I have many times. It's going to be more like, oh, you sell on eBay? Okay, cool. And then they'll actually have a little bit of an insight, even though maybe they don't do that at all. So I'm beginning to ramble now, so I'm going to stop. So I just wanted to know, do you have any thoughts on that matter? How do you see e-commerce, reselling, eBay, Amazon in the future? Do you remember the past? I do. And how has your eBay or Amazon or reselling business changed over the last few years? And how do you see it changing in the future? Leave us a comment. And until the next one, thanks for listening. And on one side note, if you could leave us a review on Apple, that would be great. It helps the show grow. And then if you'd like to check us out online, we're also on YouTube. And we have a Facebook page, Reseller Niche Podcast Help page. Just join, and then you can talk to other like-minded people. Until the next one, though, thanks for listening to the Reseller Niche Podcast. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Reseller Niche Podcast. Show notes and social media links are located at resellerniche.com. Please comment, rate, and subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.